This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How's everybody doing? Kind of a slow news cycle we're in right now, aren't we, Todd? Kind of not a lot going on.
Nothing ever happens anymore.
No. I don't know why I'm in Texas. Should just be home and enjoying a beautiful spring-like North Dakota day. But I am in Texas, actually in Dallas today. I went McAllen to Dallas. I'll go Dallas to Del Rio, then back to McAllen. And then home sweet home. Hopefully in time for UND hockey on Friday night. But that might not be possible. And that's okay, because there's plenty of people willing to take my seat. But I'd like to be sitting next to my sweetie, Maria, and our kids watching UND hockey with 1,500 of our best friends, because the NCAA is woke, and you can't even get a ticket for that game. It just...
At least they're letting in 1,500. I mean, could be worse. We could be seeing cardboard cutouts and stuff.
There's Todd, always finding the silver lining in something. I just, you're right, Todd.
The eternal optimist.
Yes, there was 3,000.
Nobody ever said that about me before, and they never will, except you.
3,000 more than would have been in a Minnesota NCHE tournament, 10 days ago or whatever at the Ingolstadt Arena, right? And now we've got 1,600 more than would be in most places, so I guess we'll just take it and be happy. But it's really dumb. It really is. And what they're doing with these athletes is dumb. They test them every day. They don't even consider false positives. They shut a whole team down if somebody sneezes. It's just stupid. But anyway, let's get to the serious stuff here, because there's a lot to talk about. And I'm just going to go into a little bit of stream of consciousness here and then open up the phone lines. We have a busy show for you today. I think a fun show. I think you'll really enjoy it because we have a little bit of everything for you today. I think most important on my list is the fact that North Dakota right now is being punished because of the uncertainty over the Dakota Access Pipeline. That's why I'm in Dallas. And I spent time yesterday with a number of folks who know better than anybody what are the chances related to the Dakota Access Pipeline continuing to operate as legally permitted or being shut down by a federal judge. Now, all of the capital markets in the U.S., that's people with money who invest in oil and gas operations. And I know that people have this theory that, there's big oil and they have all this money. Well, oil companies get their fuel from capital markets. People with a lot of money, big funds that invest in, okay, where's the price of oil going to go? What's the price they're going to get it out of the ground at? Whatever. And so those capital markets see a federal judge potentially shutting down the Dakota Access Pipeline. They go, whoa, 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 pump the brakes, pump the brakes. They flip out. Okay. Meanwhile, nobody's actually taking the time to go, let's think about this a minute. We have a lawsuit. It is undertaken by eco-terrorists. The group is called Earth Justice. They are eco-terrorists. They are the people that bring people to North Dakota to destroy caterpillars, to disregard landowner rights, to break every law there is with the federal government and the private lands and camp on it and protest and taunt our police and stalk, cattle farms and ranches and school buses and everything else. I called them, if you remember, Todd, one day on the radio, I called them thugs. I called them thugs. What did I get called for calling them thugs? Do you remember? The R word. I was racist. Okay? And I said, well, wait a minute.
Which I didn't realize you have to be a particular race to be a thug. But
you don't.
Whatever.
You don't. But to them you do. See, everybody's a racist. And I will stand by that term thug for anybody that stands in front of the school bus. Anybody that taunts a police officer. Anybody so stupid that it takes a water cannon to get them to realize they're breaking the law is a thug. Okay? They're thugs. Earth Justice brought
or
them
terrorists,
to us.
One or the other.
Right. Eco-terrorists, too. They are. Because
yes.
they say they're in the name of protecting the water, and really they're using the water to be a terrorist because they just want to shut down oil and gas. Okay?
Exactly.
And by the way, we're seeing that play out right now. I just saw something on Fox Radio this morning that somebody suggested in California there is no automobile in America under this proposal that could be fueled by anything other than electricity. Which, by the way,
which, how would that have worked out during the rolling brownouts and blackouts and stuff? How would that have worked out?
You just have to stay home in your cold house. You couldn't go anywhere. And one other thing I should mention to you, we're going to kind of keep this on the down low, but the electricity comes from coal. Don't tell them that, though. Keep that kind of on the down.
Ew, coal.
Yes. So they have that whole problem. Anyway, they literally want to shut off oil. So this is their MO. We know that. It's just almost elementary to tell a North Dakotan that, so I won't waste my breath on it any longer. But let's go back now. So that's the motive behind these people. So they claim it's about the water. It's not about the water. They don't even take water any longer from the body of water they're trying to protect. That's all a lie. Okay? So Rith Justice cuts a deal with Standing Rock Sutrop. I don't know if Dave Archambault did this, and Mike Faith just said, I'll live with it. I don't know if, I don't know how, but I know there was a financial transaction. And by the way, I have some people that have seen the paperwork on this. And if I were Mike Faith, I'd get in front of this pretty quick. Because guess what? I'm going to have that piece of paper fairly soon, and then so is every newspaper, television organization, and most importantly, us on the radio, because the rest of them probably won't tell you about it. I'll tell you about it. There was a quid pro quo for Standing Rock Sioux Tribe to put their name on a lawsuit by Earth Justice, which gives Earth Justice standing equivalent to a tribe. They are using that right now, and it's wrong. Now, there's a fix for that that I'll get to in a minute. Hope you're following this. And if you're not, call me and tell me, slow down, say that again. I want to hear that part again. 800-228-0550, and we'll start taking your calls in about 6-7 minutes here when I finish with this little mini monologue. So, right now the lawsuit is between Earth Justice, they're fronting for Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. That's who's fighting in court. So, if a federal judge says, okay, shut that down, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is going to have to go to the judge and say, well, we can't. We already gave out a permit. We'll revoke the permit. Oh, okay, we'll revoke the permit. We're going to understand. We're going to now go to Dakota Access Pipeline and say, okay, we're revoking your permit. Well, why? We put the pipeline where you told us to put the pipeline. I know, but, you know, the judge, you know, we'll see in court, fellas. It's not going to shut down. There's no possible legal standing. This Judge Boasberg is flat out nuts. I guess he just wants to live on the federal dole for a while, so he comes up with ridiculous premises for this, and clearly has a great deal of empathy towards Earth Justice and the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, because Standing Rock Sioux Tribe says, really, yeah, Earth Justice speaks for this because they take money from them. This is RICO-like corruption on the nth degree, but all you need to know is it's not going to shut down. Now, if we wanted some certainty on it not shutting down, let's bring in another duly elected sovereign government leader in Mark Fox. Mark Fox is the chairman of the MHA Nation. Mark Fox has said publicly and privately, hey, Chairman Faith, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, you are hurting me. You are tribal nation to tribal nation hurting me. So if Mark Fox intervened on behalf of MHA Nation to the judge to say, if you're interested in what Native Americans have to say about this, number one, Earth Justice is doing their bidding. Standing Rock's not even a party to it. They just took money to put their name on it. I'm actually an aggrieved party. I am being harmed by that action. So shut it off. The uncertainty would remove. We would go from 15 rings to, I don't know, smart people like Lynn Helms could tell you. Ron Ness could tell you. But I would say we would transition very quickly to maybe 50 rigs. They don't need as many rigs today. But historically, with this price of oil at $60, you would have about 60 rigs. But again, every day they do what they do, more environmentally sound, more environmentally safe. In less time, they get better at what they do. If you think any oil company is rooting for damage to the environment, you have been dropped on your head as a child. Because they don't, they won't, they don't want the Exxon Valdez all over again, they don't want any of that. So they spend inordinate amount of money on, number one, safety, protecting things, and the real enemy here is people who don't like oil. And right now, every city, county, every township, every inch of North Dakota is being harmed by Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. They are sticking a giant middle finger to all of North Dakota right now by allowing Earth Justice eco-terrorists to front for them. And the one person that could fix it is Mark Fox. He could fix it tomorrow with smart lawyers in federal court saying, stop. Now, I won't name names, but I've talked to very smart people that have been in the oil and gas industry a long time in North Dakota. And they say, we got a plan B for you. If Mark Fox won't do that, how about this? How about we find a way to get that oil from where Dakota Access puts it in a pipeline up there in McKenzie County, and we'll truck it down to, I think it's Paducah, Illinois, where they have the other pipeline. We'll truck it there. We'll take trucks down the line of that. Now, that put a lot of trucks on the road, but they can do it efficiently right now for about $3 to $4 a barrel. So just add that, do the math on that, and say, well, even with a price you shouldn't have to pay to bypass it, worst case scenario, but Justin will do that. Those are two scenarios that should make capital flow into North Dakota. That's what happens when I spend too much time in Dallas. Really smart people come up with ideas, and then I get to talk about them on the radio. You can't make it up. The border crisis when we come back, and the Colorado shooting effort being used to grab your guns when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you get an email that says mask denial, you know, you just kind of stop everything. I was looking for something else, but then I saw this subject line, and it says mask denial. Does that kind of get your attention, Todd, when you hear somebody saying
yes.
mask denial? It's not a river in Egypt. It is evidently some kind of an affliction. And I see, okay, mass denial. And then I see Paul Carson, and I think, is that Paul Carson that I know, the doctor? And I look at the bottom, it says, Professor of Practice, Management of Infectious Diseases, Department of Public Health, North Dakota State University.
Hmm.
And, hello, Scott. I thought I would respectfully let you know that I was deeply disappointed to see that you are hosting the Freedom Gala event coming up at the Capitol, hosting Tammy Clark and Kristen Megan, who will be discussing the science of why masks don't work to prevent COVID. They are falsely advertised as pathogen PhD specialists. Neither of them hold a PhD, and neither of them are pathogen specialists. They do OSHA and environmental audits in the workplace. Miss Megan has made a name for herself promoting the conspiracy theory of chemtrails from airplanes poisoning the environment, widely debunked by environmental experts. Neither of them are trained or familiar with epidemiology, and on their YouTube videos, they seem to be completely unaware of the now plethora of epidemiologic studies. He's a doctor, I'm not, so I can bungle that word. Showing that masking reduces COVID transmission. But leaving their credentials aside, what you will hear from them is that viruses are too small to be stopped by a cloth mask. Viruses don't float freely. This goes on and on and on. None of us like wearing masks, and we can argue whether we want to do these measures or not for the benefit of others, or if the bang for the buck is worth the buck, or whether mandates will work or not. But the argument shouldn't be boisterous by bogus experts cherry-picking the science and making their case in political forms rather than scientific forms. Well, I don't know. Should we bring in Tony Fauci? And then we can say, Tony, you said masks were worthless and they're kind of just a visual thing, right? Just a visual thing. What did he say again? For optics or something, right? I've heard of the doctor say it makes people feel better. I'm paraphrasing what he said.
Well, I'm like Kevin Kramer said one day, if it shuts everybody up around you, paraphrasing, but, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'll wear the mask just to keep the room quiet. You know?
So my point is he's getting all woke on me because he thinks this should be a scientific forum, not a political forum. Look, these people are OSHA experts. They're called the OSHA ladies. They do these audits. I think they have every bit as much of credibility as Dr. Tony Fauci, who said what they're saying. Masks are really an optics thing, and then goes on to say, really, you should wear two or four, and then went on to say, by the way, when you have the vaccine, you still shouldn't get in groups. You should still cook weenies in your backyard on July 4th, and, even with the vaccine, you still need a mask. Well, which is it, Tony? So I think these two ladies have, a lot more wisdom. And by the way, here's the thing that Dr. Paul Carson and every other professed expert. And by the way, I like Dr. Paul Carson. He's a nice guy. He's clearly triggered by these ladies. I didn't know anything other than Jeff Hoverson, House member from Minot. He's a pastor who has proposed a bill that right now, if you call your senator in the state senate in North Dakota and you say next week you're going to vote and the vote is going to be on a bill that is going to say I get to decide whether I wear a mask or not, that there can't be mandates on masks. Doesn't affect businesses. If they choose to say it's my business and I want you to wear a mask, that's fine. And every business ought to have that right, because it's their property, not yours. But the idea that a city or a county, and worst of all, unelected county people, telling you you must, you will, that's not America. And I am praying, literally and figuratively, that the North Dakota Senate will see the error of how this has been misused and take up the Christy Noem method. And the Christy Noem method in South Dakota was, why is this so hard? We just need to trust people. Now, to Doug Burgum's credit, he did it for a lot less than most states did it. And I think quickly realized it should go away and said, we're no different than Texas right now. No mandates. No mandates. Fargo got the memo a little late, as Fargo usually does, but now they've taken theirs off as well. That's called freedom. And when it is a bad thing to gather and discuss freedom, we don't live in America anymore, with all due respect to Dr. Paul Carson and every other supposed science expert. I've worn the mask for the better part of the last year. I go to church with a mask on. If there's a sign on the business door that says wear one, I wear one. I'm not trying to pick a fight with anybody. I'm respectful in every meeting I'm in. Would you like me to wear a mask? No, they usually say, I don't like to, but I do it for others. Okay, let's not wear a mask. I'm fine with that. Freedom is dead, folks, when there can be mask mandates. Whether a well-trained, well-meaning individual from UND means that or not. I didn't intend to talk about that, but when you get an email that says mask denial dash health freedom gala, and by the way, that event he's talking about is April 1st. These OSHA ladies are coming to the Heritage Center, and I have been asked to MC it, and I'm very happy to do it. I'll even ask some of his questions, because he's saying, ask him this, ask him that. What about this? What about that? Happy to. All right. A couple of the quick things I want to talk about, and then let's get to some calls, shall we? Bottom of the hour, we have Andrew Giuliani. We're going to talk about how the media works. Okay? Because every problem we could bring up, from masks to the Dakota Access Pipeline to the Colorado shooting being used to get rid of guns, comes back to the media. We've been brainwashed with fake news. That's why there's a Newsmax. That's why we're putting Andrew Giuliani or somebody from Newsmax on this radio program every week until folks like Midco and Cable One and other cable entities respect us enough to say, you know, you got 9 million channels, and most of them have people telling you how to screw in a light bulb. I don't need that. So how about this? How about you put something on I'll actually watch rather than shout at the TV? Why don't you do Newsmax? It's the number two cable channel in the country right now. It's half the audience and growing a Fox on an average day. It beats Fox in Greg Kelly's time slot. Love Greg Kelly. Love the guy. It's fantastic. We'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. One other thing I want to tell you about the whole border crisis is we're making some progress, which is one of the reasons I'm staying here. Senator John Hoeven is part of a delegation that Senator Ted Cruz and Senator John Cornyn are leading. They're going to go to where we were yesterday in McAllen tomorrow. So I'm going to go back to McAllen with Tommy Fisher and his crew, and hopefully we'll get a chance to show them the three-mile project built on private land, because that's the answer here, folks. The pain that we're going to endure for a while here is, you know, what it is it's by design. It is an opportunity. And remember what Bill Clinton's chief of staff famously said one time, and high up in Obama's world too, Rahm Emanuel. He was in the Clinton years. I'm not sure he was chief of staff for Clinton. He might have been chief of staff for Obama, but never waste a crisis. Remember when he said that out loud? See, these Democrats, you can get them to say things out loud once in a while when you really get their truth. They're kind of, you know, have a beer or two, and you just can't waste a crisis. So this is Joe Biden's version of not wasting a crisis. Wink, wink, nod, nod. The border's closed. Come on up, Honduras. Come on up, Guatemala. Not only will we catch you and release you, we'll get you frequent flyer miles. We'll put you on an airplane. That's what they did yesterday. I saw it with my own eyes. And that's what they're doing all throughout the southern border of the United States of America right now. The only fix is private land, private landowners collaborating with cities, counties, and states. And that's why we're down here. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Your calls when we come back, 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With recent shootings in Atlanta, Georgia, and Boulder, Colorado, some politicians want to infringe on the Second Amendment. Louisiana Senator Republican John Kennedy says you don't stop drunk drivers by taking all the sober drivers off the road. The senator continues on Fox News.
In my judgment, we do not need more gun control. We need more idiot control.
Two accused leaders of the Proud Boys militia group on Tuesday pleaded not guilty to multiple criminal charges related to their alleged role in the occupation of the U.S. Capitol. At a federal court hearing in Washington, D.C., Ethan Norden of Washington State and Joseph Biggs of Florida both pleaded not guilty to riot-related charges. Conservative Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed victory following Israel's fourth election in less than 2 years. Projections based on exit polls from Israel's three leading broadcasters, which could change, all show Netanyahu winning. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Back on What's On Your Mind, we're brought to you today by our friends at Puckless, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And you know what they do? They manage to find these little gems, and I act like it's some kind of a accident. They just do this on purpose. That's what they do. They have great customers who say, yeah, I got a 20, you know, like I bought a 2020 Trail Boss Chevy Silverado. It's an LT. Got everything you need in the way of bells and whistles, heated seats, heated steering wheel. I mean, all the hookup with the phone and all that stuff. It's got the best tailgate in the business. I can put the tailgate up with a feather. I kid you not. That's how light it is. I just love that. Usually you're about breaking your wrist trying to get it. And they have incredible deals. Todd, do you have in front of you the deal today? For some reason, my Slack just decided to go into, you know, BS crazy mode here.
2017 GMC Acadia Limited, 3.6 liter V6, just 36,005 miles. All-wheel drive, of course, a must in North Dakota or Minnesota or whatever. Backup camera, blind spot monitor, hands-free lift gate. Hands-free liftgate, there you go, and much more. It's a single-owner trade-in. It was $29,995, and now you just drop Scott Hennon's name and what's in your mind, $28,500.
So they lop a grand off an already good deal. You just can't make it up.
Grand and a half.
PucklitzValleyCity.com, PucklitzChevrolet.com. They're in Bismarck. They're in Valley City. They are great folks to do business with, and I can tell you, the other thing I really appreciate, you get in a new car now, and there's so many new things, and Steve took the time, walked me through everything, showed me everything, and now I'm actually even an expert, because usually I don't think...
Do you finally have a heated steering wheel?
I do. I'm just jealous.
You're
right, so I did it, yeah. Hey, Andrew Giuliani's waiting to chat here. Andrew's, of course, on Newsmax, and I met Andrew recently, always loved his work for President Trump. A great patriot that was part of that team in the inner circle, and now he's part of the Newsmax family. But I asked Andy if he would come on this program once a week, or somebody from Newsmax once a week, and tell Midco, Cable One, and every other cable entity on the planet. Midco is probably the biggest that doesn't have it in our part of the world. So, I'm getting all kinds of a happy talk from people about we're looking at it and we got this going on, but I just say until I can turn my TV on, guess what? I went to Roku. I'll go off Roku and go back on Midco when they put it on. So I'll spend $200 a month if they just honor us and put these folks on so I can go home and just know on every TV I've got Newsmax so I can watch Andrew Giuliani cover the news of the day and all the other great talented hosts on Newsmax. How are you, Andy?
Hey, Scott. How you doing?
Well, I'm in Texas. And I can't decide what the big story of the day is. You help me out here.
I'm trying to figure that out myself. Let's hear. What are my options? Let's get A, B, and C.
Okay, we'll go through A, B, C. A is the fact that right now, because I'm in Dallas, and I've been talking with a number of people that are in the oil and gas business, I see that the Dakota Access Pipeline, and every news article you read about it, is threatened to be shut down because a federal judge is dumb. I'll just leave it at that. Meanwhile, nobody realizes Dakota Access Pipeline, Energy Transfer, Enbridge, all the people that are part of that pipeline, they aren't a subject to any court action. The fight is between the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and a radical environmentalist group, eco-terrorists called Earth Justice, that have stolen the name Standing Rock and put it on their lawsuit because they paid them off. And so everybody thinks it's going to shut down. So we have 15 rigs, Andy, 15 rigs in North Dakota, which, by the way, oil and gas pays half the taxes in North Dakota, and they pay for every water project, education, roads, bridges, everything else. So my number one pain point where I can, you know, where I can actually affect some changes in North Dakota, and I'm sitting here saying, why aren't the capital markets recognizing this isn't going to shut down so we can go from 15 rigs that we have right now, would normally be about 60 or 70 with the price of oil where it's at, but no, we're at 15 rigs because of the uncertainty. So that's one. Two, the border nightmare. I see with my own eyes yesterday at the border that we have a new program. It's called Catch, Release, with Frequent Flyer Miles thrown in. That's the cherry on top from the Biden administration, because they catch, they take them to the airport, they buy them a ticket, make sure they got their Frequent Flyer Miles turned in there, and then they take them to the security gate. By the way, they stand in line in the very first place, priority lane, these illegal immigrants, and I don't take it out on them, folks. I bought them food yesterday because I felt bad for them. In the line, same one that the crew, your pilot, your flight attendants go through, the fast track lane. That's the lane they're in, okay? And then the guy at the gate, he doesn't look at a driver's license like he does for you and I. He doesn't, you know, do anything that you normally would do to get past security to get in there. They have a sheet of paper and an envelope, and the envelope on it is written, you know, okay, I'm in McAllen. I'm going to go to Dallas. Here's the flights. When I get to Dallas, I'm going to go to New York City. So there are about 100 of these yesterday with the envelopes. They're asking me, oh, where's my gate? No speak English. Where's the gate? I don't speak Spanish, so I wasn't much help other than uno, dos, tres. Once I got past three, I was screwed. So I can't help them. But they're talking to janitors. Kids are crying. It's a nightmare. Customs and Border Patrol officials, Andy, told me, once they pass security, we're done. And these guys were ready to cry. They're ready to cry. And then the third one on my list is that now, you know, just a don't waste the crisis playbook number 1,555 from, you know, God's ears to somebody's lips, Joe Biden and Rahm Emanuel's playbook. Okay, the guy in Colorado that drives past 15 supermarkets to goes to one that is, you know, sells kosher stuff, shoots people up. He's mentally unstable. His brother and sister said he was farting with a gun, that he was socially isolated. Nobody decided to call the FBI. If they had, the FBI already had him on their radar. He goes and shoots up. It's a hate crime, if you ask me, targeting Jews. And now the guns are the problem. So I'm sorry for that long list. What's the most important one?
Well, look, I think all three are obviously important. I mean, just harping on the last one there for a second, just look at how the, you know, propagandists in the media have treated what happened in Colorado versus the way they treated what happened in Atlanta the other day. I mean, it really is, you know, like you said, if they really will fit the facts to fit whatever narrative they are driving here. But I want to hear more about your time at the border there. I can't imagine what that must be like hearing from the friends that I have in CBP, seeing the numbers that we're going to be at an all-time high here, or at least certainly at a high in the last 25 years. What's that like now?
Well, first of all, I feel horrible for these people because they're patriots.
Yeah.
Right? And the last group I talked to was about 10 o'clock at night, in the middle of this most beautiful wall you've ever seen in your life. Your old boss would be so thrilled to see this wall. I'm going to send you pictures of the wall, and you're not going to believe it, okay? First of all, at night, you can see it from Mars. I'm not kidding. It is 3 miles lit up, and it's galvanized steel. It shines like a shining city on a hill, Andy, okay? Now, the secret sauce is this wall was built by a North Dakotan by the name of Tommy Fisher. Okay. Tommy and I are in Texas right now on our way to Del Rio to meet with sheriffs who are drinking from a fire hose. Because unlike McAllen, Del Rio doesn't have an airport. I mean, they've got a little airport, but they don't have commercial flights coming in and out and all that stuff, right? So they don't have enough flights to put these people on, and they've got no place to put them. And the federal government is catching them, releasing them, and then trying to find some place to put them. I have a theory. I have a theory. I think the blowback that came from, we're going to take them and put them other places, was so strong, they said, okay, boys, we need a plan B. And the plan B was buy them plane tickets, then we're done with them. And we accomplish something anyway. Now they're voters eventually, and they'll assimilate. Now, again, I have a bleeding heart. I'm a conservative bleeding heart. I don't look at 17-year-old moms that I talk to holding 3-year-old toddlers, do the math, and I see this beautiful little boy. I say, is this your son? Yes. How old are you? 17. How old's he? 3 years old. Oh, my gosh. Other young mothers around. I saw a few younger men. Most of these were 17 to 22. I don't blame them. They got the welcome wagon. Not. They got the welcome wagon from Joe Biden. But the border guys are just defeated. Two of the guys I was going to tell you, I talked to in two different trucks. They know Tommy because Tommy built the wall, right? And it was built on private land, and he paid for it himself. Okay, just to say, here's what you should do, because the Corps won't build, Andy. They don't build on the border. They build 2 miles up because it's easier.
Yeah.
And they don't want to go by the border and deal with everything. So they go 2 miles in. Well, name me a landowner who wants to do that. So the landowner says, well, wait a minute here. I don't want to give you the land. I'm not going to lease you the land. So they go eminent domain and steal the land from him. And then they cut off his land. Yeah. So now that farmer can't farm. Tommy goes to the farmer and says, hey, let's work this out. He builds along the river. And then the National Butterfly Center shuts him down. Because they're more worried about butterflies than they are anything. But these border guys are defeated. They're defeated. And really what they're doing, they're mailing it in. They're mailing it in. And I wouldn't blame them one bit for mailing it in. They're not going to go chase, the needle in the haystack that's the cartel guy, the drug guy, right?
That's right. I mean, look, as you said it, I mean, they're drinking through a fire hose here. And they know they're not getting any support from the federal government. They know they're being undermined from the federal government because it doesn't serve their political purposes. So, they are in an impossible, impossible situation. I really, like you said, they're real patriots. I know a lot of those guys. And it is just a really, really brutal situation to have to wake up to work knowing that, that there's no enforcement of the laws that are on the books. None at all. I mean, even the policies that Barack Obama and Chuck Schumer were saying 12 or 13 years ago, the fact that the country needs to have a secure border. That's just, it shows how radicalized the left has gotten in the last 12 years, because Trump's border policy is pretty similar to what the Democrats believed in circa 2007 and 2008. It was pretty consistent. With some small differences, and it's just amazing how radicalized they've become over the last decade and a half.
And let me tell you how simply these Border Patrol folks put it. We fixed this. We had fixed this. We fixed it with the Remain in Mexico policy from Donald Trump. We fixed it with cooperation from the Mexican government. We had fixed this, and they've undone everything. That's why they're defeated. And by the way, that isn't for any other reason than more voters.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
There's no other explanation.
When you look at what H.R. 1 would codify, so connecting this to that, what H.R. 1 would codify and how you'd be able to just, get people on the list, on the voting logs there, you are absolutely right. It's very easy to connect this to H.R. 1 if it were to ever, God forbid, pass.
So, folks, what do we do about this? What do we do about this? I think a lot of people in the MAGA movement, the America First movement, are every day going off-grid, hunkering down, and they too are defeated like the Border Patrol. If we do that, they win. You've got to stay focused, and you got to have hope. More on that with Andy when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021.
Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's on Your Mind, powered by MyPillow.
I can't do this without a good night's sleep, and that's why I'm like Linus with the blanket and peanuts. I bring the MyPillow everywhere, and I can sleep on a plane. I can sleep on a Uber ride for 25 minutes. I can take it to the hotel room, because hotel room pillows really, really stink. They really, really do. It's kind of a mess. So, Daniel, I know we had some calls waiting. Let's just tell me one, and we'll pick one here. And Okay, Lance in Watford City. Why don't we get Lance on with Andrew Giuliani here from Newsmax. If you don't have Newsmax, get it. You can go down to Target, Pomita, whatever you got, Costco, and go find it, a little gizmo. It's called a Roku gizmo. It's so easy. I did this in 10 minutes, and I'm an ignorant technology kind of guy. Took it out of the box, hooked it up to my Wi-Fi, slapped it on the TV, plugged it in the TV, go to the right setting, the right input. There it is. And then you choose what you want. I said, I want Newsmax, I want EWTN, I want OAN, and I want Fox Nation, because my buddy Pete Hegseth is there, and I can watch some of those documentaries. That's all I have. And I have one TV that I got it on, and one I'm going to put it on so I actually get on the treadmill every now and then, and life is good. And I save $200 a month. Now, I'll go back to Midco when they get smart enough to put Andrew Giuliani and the rest of the Newsmax geniuses on there, but not until. So I'm waiting. Anyway, Lance, go ahead for Andrew Giuliani. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Man, this is an honor. I appreciate you guys taking my time, taking my call. Unfortunately, I missed a little bit of your conversation, but I don't know. My big concern is that we're making these laws based off of, don't take me the wrong way, but I feel like we're making a lot of these laws from, you know, sadness rather than keeping the peace. You know, I mean, for example, with seatbelt laws, you know, yeah, it's sad when people get killed in a car accident, but I mean, it's a heartfelt law that takes away people's freedom. You know, when you're talking firearms, it's sad. I've had family die from firearms. I've had people die from sickness and from COVID. I've had friends die from all kinds of different things. But when we start trying to take and put laws into effect that interfere on people's freedoms because of sadness and people being upset, we're infringing on people's rights. I think that instead of coming in from a law perspective, I think education is more important. For example, with firearms, you know, my daughter from day one has been around firearms. I mean, my parents used to think that I was crazy because I'd, you know, keep them unloaded, but keep them in the corners. And every time she'd go over, I'd be like, nah, and I'd correct her. And I my daughter, she's 8 years old now, and she knows more about firearms than a lot of people do, you know. And I think that, you know, same with goes with the seatbelt law. I think that, you know, having those opportunities where you can have those machines, you know, the highway patrol would have those little machines where they'd sit in seats and stuff like that. And, you know, you could see what the seatbelt does. I think maybe you just add another machine to the next, right next to it, showing what happens if you don't. You know, that would help people be more educated with stuff like that. But when we start putting laws into effect that start affecting and forcing people to, you know, obey the law, it just makes more people mad and makes more criminals out of all of us. That's it. That's all I've got.
Well, you got Lance, a lot there, Lance. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, Lance, I thought what you said in terms of education is so important. You are absolutely right. You know, the federal government has just grown and grown and grown over the last decades and tried to restrict more and more people's rights instead of actually trying to unbiasedly educate the American people and allow the media to do that and trust that Americans can, by and large, make the right decisions. And I think in terms of what you're doing with your daughter and the fact that she knows how to handle firearms safely and understands the power and importance of it, I think is, I think more people should take that tact rather than trying to limit their fellow Americans and their constitutional rights.
And we could take each of these silos and say, okay, whether it's the gun thing, the border thing, the Dakota Access Pipeline thing, whatever. If we say, what are we going to do about it? Number one, we can't just throw our hands up and say this is horrible. It is horrible, and it's awful, and we could have predicted all this when we saw that they were planning to steal an election, legal theft from all the COVID-related crap, and then illegal theft that's still not adjudicated, but, you know, I'm betting on Mike Lindell on that. But, you know what? You've answered, Lance, the best answer on what we do about it. And we got to go back to the roots of the education system in this country. And we've also got to get a handle on the media. Because the media is brainwashing people. There's not facts out there. Journalism is, here's the facts, ma'am. You decide. That's gone. That is completely gone with 24/7 news cycles and hidden agendas and everything else. And our education system is horrible. Minnesota right now is debating whether World War I, II, and the Vietnam War should be tossed out of textbooks and replaced with transgender studies.
Jeez,
this is what our education system does. It's crazy. And Andrew, I don't know. How else do you answer? What do you do about it? What is your recommendation to people that are so frustrated they want your old boss back fighting for them? What do we do?
Yeah, I think it absolutely goes back to education, right? I mean, the left has outflanked us in higher education, and now it's seeping in to K-12 education. They've outflanked us for 50, 60 years. And so really, I think, you know, we need people that are going to go and run for their local school board, that are going to go to these parent-teacher conferences, they're going to go to these, school board conferences and push every single day and make sure that, you know, their education system is not being just...
Exactly. Start there. Channeling your frustration there and finding out where your kids are being taught in their schools. Good point. Andrew Giuliani, Newsmax. God bless you, fella.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.